Hey, I'm Drew.
And I'm Eileen. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Download an audiobook
for free
with a 30-day free trial.
That's right. Just visit audibletrial.com/AOIS21. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
That's right. You heard it here. You heard it now.
Faux free. Welcome to Two Girls, One Joint. I'm your host, Eileen Vega.
And I'm Drew Vincent.
Thanks for tuning in where we like to shoot the shit,
smoke the weed,
and keep it real. What's up, party people?
Hey,
people in the place, hands in the air. Oh my god, it's late.
What time is it?
It's like almost midnight.
Whoops.
Oh, we're so productive. That's because we're like new age women. So I'm here. It's your girl, Eileen.
And this is Drew.
And we're back for another fun installment of Two Girls, One Joint. And we got this joint that's like so lit. Literally, I guess it is lit. But there, what the fuck is this called? Blueberry Jones. It was like a pre-roll. And we packed
pre-roll
it.
Paper.
P-roll
paper.
Pre-roll paper. And blueberry flavored. And it came with this like wooden tip that makes me feel like Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
The wooden tip is dope.
So yeah, sure,
we're just smoking,
yeah. Having a slumber party, and I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for us to get up on this, because as tradition, whenever I have little Drew on over here late nights, I try and fuck with her. With her online dating apps.
Exactly.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we have a lot of fun activity going on here where I get to judgmentally go through men's profiles on Drew's dating app.
Yes. And so today we'll be using Bumble.
Oh my God. My joint came all the way out. Oh no. Yeah. So. Have you been active on this recently?
Not recently. So I literally just re-downloaded it for us to play with it. But I have
watched. You just re-downloaded it? Why did you delete it?
I just deleted it because I got sick of it. Also, mostly because Bumble is the one where you have to send the first message. And I just never sent it. You only have one day to send a message after you match. And I'm, like, very slow at texting. So a lot of times, like, it would just be like it went past the date and I never messaged anyone, so I would just get matches and then they'd all expire.
And they all shit.
Because I'm slow at texting.
I'm gonna find your Prince Charming.
But the good thing about it, especially for just if you were just trying to take control and just like send messages right away, which you are better at than I am. Which is why you always use it whenever I
come. Yeah. Before we dive in, like, let's do a refresher course. So hopefully, if you're not newly a fan, you've definitely been a fan of this show before it was Two Girls, One Joint, when it was Dating as Told by the Modern Whore. And
Sex,
it was
Vexed and Purple.
Oh, sorry. That's the name of my book. See how stoned I am? So that's the name of my book. The podcast was Sex, Vexed, Perplexed. And I talked a lot about how I'm, like, sort of an expert in this shit.
Yeah. You really are. You have good communication skills.
Yeah.
That's why. So, like, and you're prompt.
And I'm good at reading people.
And you're good at making, like, just, like, following through, you know?
Yeah, follow-up conversations.
So for me, that's why I suck at it. And
it's cool, girl.
So
I got you.
That's why every time we get together, you do it. And a lot of the times, I've gotten dates out of guys that you have matched with and sent messages to more than myself, honestly.
The dude recently, right?
Yeah, recent dude, yep.
We were, like, at a food truck place, and I was like, give me your Tinder. Give me your Bumble.
No, that one was Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh, Coffee Meets Bagel.
And he had basically
so
nothing
many apps.
In his profile, and so you wrote.
Oh, brevity is the soul of wit.
Yeah. And he liked it. He was like,
it sure is.
Yeah. And I was like,
for those who don't know, that's Shakespeare.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Brevity is the share of rich.
He had a very brief profile. It was like chill and laid back.
That's literally what Santa said. And his name. Alex, 28, chilled and laid back.
Yeah.
This is why I'm so excited to do this thing with you, because I think that I feel as though back when I was single, I did a lot of dating and I did a lot of online dating, and I felt like I was almost like a data analyst of online dating.
Yeah.
You have like subcategories.
You just read the profile, you synthesize the information, and you output like all of the dating gold product.
Right. And you could like make sub categories, and like I could almost make like an Excel drop down spreadsheet of like what they fit under.
Yeah, just down to a science.
What is the predicted number?
Yeah.
What is the sum of all of these categories? And it's zero. Zero of them are good. No, I'm just kidding. I found a really good banana there.
But there are a lot of terrible bananas. A
lot of bad bananas. Okay, let's get on this, so because your phone is low. Phone. Oh, you're at 23. You're good if you want to get on the Wi-Fi. So who's this? So dating apps have changed, man. It's like just pictures. You click on that.
Oh, he has no information.
No information at all. But let's look at Maddie Matt's pictures. So... first picture,
sunglasses in the corner,
bam, 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 red flag.
But it was at the Stanley Cup parade.
Who gives a shit? You could take a full face shot. You could take a full face selfie. Let's go to the second picture. Okay.
That shows
square jaw, suit.
Looks eight.
Okay.
But it has no information in his profile.
No information in his profile. This third picture is his back, and it's blurry, and he's playing guitar.
Very clear so far.
And now we have a normal selfie. This should have been his first one. He should have led with this. Strong jawline, good nose, big ears, big appendages on his face. But they work. They're manly.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah.
Brows. Brows are good to go. Okay.
Yeah.
And next picture, many people, all indiscriminate white people. They all look the same. Exact same white person next to a white person with a tie, next to a white person with a suit jacket, next to a white person, in a dress, that's a girl, next to another white, brown person in a tie.
Brown person. So okay. They have a very so small we have, amount of diversity.
We have one,
I think
two,
no.
three... Three pictures that are deliberately, like, sort of not, I'm going to say no as well. I think for those out there who don't know, you know, those are red flags. Do your math. Yep. So we had five pictures. Three of the five pictures were unacceptable as forms of representation. Next.
And at least
it's not interested. Oh, and it prompts you. What does it say?
That's just the first time you do it. You just have to confirm you're not interested. Oh, okay. So it knows that you know what
Andy, right? Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. No, you look, no, you are not no. 28. You are not 28. let's just look at it just because he's not 28. Like, that guy's not 28.
Well, he is.
Zoom in.
Oh my God.
He can't be 28.
Wait.
He can't.
He looks a lot like Lutz from 30 Rock.
Oh, dude, Andy, don't lie about your age. That's all I have to say. And you're not cute, so no. This guy, not into a smile, but I'm willing to look at pictures for the podcast. Because that's what people do on a podcast. They show pictures. He looks like a Mormon.
I was just going to say.
He looks like a handsome Mormon. Yeah. He has a banana on
very,
his...
very, like, Aryan race looking. So no. And he looks young.
And he says
young.
He's a journalist. That's not a job. This is an advertisement. I was like, this is a scam.
He looks
okay, yeah, Mr. Management Consultant. He looks like he's about to throw something in the street that doesn't look legal.
I'm just gonna
scan. Okay. Walking perhaps in an alley in Italy or South Amboy, New Jersey. I don't know. But his name is Samir Face.
Cute glasses. Cute face.
Okay, I would sit on that.
That's the best picture.
I would sit on that. I would sit. Look at that nose. Let's read the profile. Sometimes I like a guy with a big nose because you could sit on it. All it says is, if you like, you'll send me... Wait. I can't read. I'm high. If I like you, I'll send you memes. Okay. Heart.
Okay.
30 coins?
No.
No, what did I do? Did I press a game?
You tried to super love him.
Oh, no.
You just swiped to the right to say yes.
Oh, sorry.
This is a guy we went to college to, and I've seen him and said no on his profile.
Like, so do you want to see it say no again?
Yes.
Okay, well, I want to read his profile.
Yeah.
Things I like. Good bourbon. Plus sign. Running. Plus sign. Sports. Plus sign. Family. And ampersand friends, plus sign pizza, plus sign dogs, plus sign awesome stuff. Suck. Things I don't like, people that support Trump, plus sign, people that eat fries with a fork. You know, sometimes you have a lot of toppings on
if
it.
If it's
Walter,
13, it's okay.
Bye. It says just say shake to backtrack. No, I don't care. I don't want to backtrack. Raja, not into your face, but maybe you got a big dick.
He has an okay face.
His picture here, he's like at
this is the best picture.
That's not a good picture.
That's not a good one, though.
These aren't good pictures. He's not.
So close.
So close, but you are a 6.5. Just shy.
We're looking for a 7.
We're looking for a C, not a D.
A soft 7. That's
okay, so... Like
no.
No.
I don't even know who it is, but no.
No. Okay. We didn't... He's not... No. No. I'll be faster. Okay, yeah, no. No.
No.
He's a little skinny.
Well...
Look at him. Surrounded by white women.
He does look a little skinny.
He looks a little skinny.
He
so
does not that, look that skinny there, though. He looks like...
Zoomed in on his crotch, you guys. She zoomed in on his crotch.
Well, that's true. I didn't mean it that way, though.
I just wanted to break up the...
His muscles.
Oh, it's good leg definition. You know? So he doesn't have, like, skinny legs.
All right, let's see what the proof says.
Yeah, let's see what it says. Ooh, he wrote a lot. Big homebody. If I go out, I like... Happy hour times and bars that have a DJ. Very chill. Can float in any crowd, but don't love to be too crowded. Love live music. Trying restaurant. Thai food is my favorite.
Damn.
Ooh! I've been told I'm bougie. Good kush. Driven people. Oh, my God. This is it. Super love him. Super love him. Introduce yourself. No, I want to message him. Okay, here we go. So, I want to go back to his profile. Wait, he said something about Thai food. So this is my strategy. I always try and find something about them in the profile that either I can be funny about or I can connect to.
Yeah.
Choose your
all of it, man. Yeah, like
Thai food. No, Drew, choose what direction. I'm going to let you pick if you want me to be funny or if you want me to be connected.
Just funny, I guess. But just let's do options.
Home with the good kush.
Question mark?
Yeah.
That's too weedy.
Because he wrote kush.
Weed.
I want it to be like something kush has to be in there. Come on, it's a two
all
girls,
right,
one
I
joint.
Do, like Thai and kush.
Thai and kush is Thai and kush is dope.
Yeah.
It's dope. All right. Would you say dope? You say dope.
I do.
Or I say dope.
Is a dope combination.
A dope combo.
Yeah. That's
bad. I don't want to say like many syllables. You know?
Okay. Keep it chill.
Keep it chill.
See, this is why I need you.
Okay. This guy spells Sterling so weird. He spells it with an I. Sterling, like you're sterling a cocktail. What is that? This guy is a... Oh, look, he has a picture with a baby.
That's always...
Okay, so what are the knockout ones? Picture with a baby or a set of children or a group of children or a classroom
of
children.
It's like nephew or...
Definitely a puppy or a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
That always... Mm-hmm. Or if you're playing an instrument. Those are the ones that are like, ooh, look at him on the piano with his niece on his lap. With a puppy on the floor. Anyway, this guy looks way better with a baby in his hand. He does. But when I scoot to the one with the fish in his hand, he's not as cute.
Super ugly. And then I really don't
his
like
first picture is like really, 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 really not cute. But that's a great picture. These aren't the same people.
I don't think so, because
these are like four different guys. Yeah. I'm gonna say no. And you spell your name wrong.
Inconsistency.
I don't want to backtrack. Get 14. No, go away. So many. Oh,
This guy looks hot.
He looks like he has perky nipples. Like perky pecs. Ooh, and he has, look at this first picture. He's leading with shorts, which is really bold. Uh-oh. Look at those legs.
He cut a girl out of the picture.
Whatever. We got to see his legs in the outline.
Kind of weird.
His legs are nice. Okay. He cuts girls out of all the pictures. Okay, that's not, like, whatever. I'm going to say that the cutting the girls out of two pictures is... Southern transplant. Mm-hmm. Looking for someone to make fun of ourselves together.
Tacoma Park.
It's 5 miles away. He's 5 miles away. He's hot. I think you should fuck him.
Just say yes.
I'm going to say yes so you can fuck him.
I'm going to say yes, and then if he says...
Oh, this guy has a picture? Oh, my God. So, I'm not going to go too nuts on his looks, but he's leading with a picture of a giant roast beef.
Mm, that is a good look. Look at
that. Is so sexy. She's zooming in on the meat.
And it looks good.
Looks done well.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that.
It's a redeeming quality. All right.
Oh, my God. Is this my old professor? Wait.
No.
Is it? It kind of doesn't. Tony. That's not his name. Oh my God, I should message him and just be like, you look just like my philosophy professor. Just because. So yeah, I'm going to say yes just for that. But let's read it. Okay. Successful IT guy looking to marry his way into Boston Legal or Grey's Anatomy. Smart, funny, driven. Basically Liv Gallagher from Shameless, but with a beard, 6'1", loves sarcastic humor, irreverence, the Oxford comma, and bacon. Ask me about sweet potato waffle fries and Nutella milkshakes, and nostalgic as fuck. Oh my God, let's... agnostic as fuck. I love him. Agnostic. I want you to marry...
is dope.
I want you to marry this guy.
Okay.
What do we talk about? Okay, funny, funny, or just chatty, or what?
So probably something about his meat.
Yeah, that is a beautiful meat you got there.
That is a beautiful meat, yes.
That is a beautiful meat.
You got... That's so weird to say.
Oh my God, I want to put a meat emoji, too. Because a meat emoji popped up. Where do you get the food emoji? There we go. Which one's a steak? Is this meat? No, that's a nut. That's Nutella.
No, this is definitely the food side.
You put a kebab on it.
Wait, see? I think the meat is here. There's a turkey.
Oh, yeah. We'll just do that. That's...
No, it's not turkey, though.
But that doesn't look like a turkey. It just looks like meat on a bone. It could be ham. It's an emoji. Donald, no. Donald looks like he's 19.
Take my emojis too seriously.
Oh my God. I was reading so fluently. I think I need to stoned more. I think I need to get stoned more.
Yeah, you have been doing some good reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Read. I want to like this. Likey.
Okay. Well, I can't tell which one he is in the first picture, so that's always...
That's always bad
annoying.
Red flag, bad,
okay,
bad red flag.
Okay, and then you go to the second picture,
and it's
he's
his mom or something?
Not the cutest one in the first picture.
Oh,
that's a big mistake.
Bad.
Because
don't ever lead with being in a picture with a handsomer person.
Especially if it's the first picture, because then the person's going to secretly hope one over another, and if you're the ugly one, you're just making it worse for
yourself. Yeah, bad strategy. That's good
right
advice
away.
For these guys. Oh, he has a running picture, and then he has one in a suit. He has a big chest. Okay, probably the only person staying in D.C. for this 3-day weekend.
See, stupid profile.
I don't know. Bye.
So
we're going to say no to him. He doesn't even have a beard. Drew. Ooh.
Drew
plus Drew.
Double Drew.
Mm. This picture is it.
And that's a
fierce
picture.
This is, let me describe it to you guys. It's a picture of him. He's like clearly at a nightclub with a two buttons unbuttoned on his button down, mm-hmm. holding a Corona approximately at his crotch level, so you mm-hmm. make sure you see that, and he's pointing his finger right at the camera.
Yeah.
And he's got a stern, sexy look on his face with brows popping.
Yeah.
Nice. I hope he has a good profile look. That's a picture of him at the dentist with things in his mouth.
Gross and weird.
Like, he could put your whole pussy in his mouth. Your whole pussy.
I don't know if he could fit anything in that mouth.
And then there's a cute one. He looks like he's at the White House holding up a little gun, but running. It's like
his fingers that are the gun.
Yeah. Okay. And then well,
like
let's
on like a thing. I think yes.
Running enthusiast and bibliophile.
What does that even mean? You have to write about yourself?
No, he likes books.
Not bibliographies.
This guy's name is Salvatore.
Yeah.
He looks like that actor.
Yeah, he does have a familiar face.
What is that actor who's like in Pineapple Express and Knocked Up? He looks like him. Seth Rogen. He looks just like Seth Rogen. Oh,
in that picture he does.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Would you bang a young Seth Rogen? I think you would.
As a more fit.
Like a slightly more fit Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Same glasses, same beard. I'm tall and I smell good. Nice.
That's what the ladies like to hear.
I love that. Two of the greatest. This guy's name is Trip. What a trip. Look at that hair part.
It's a picture of him at a wedding.
It looks like he's getting married to this woman. He looks like
the groom. He's looking at the bride lovingly. That's weird.
Unless he's the best man or something. Who is he in this picture? Not the girl. No, but
they're both cute. See, if you have a picture where you and your friend are both cute, you can do a double picture.
I have a few of our friends in mind I would take a picture with for. So, I'm not into this guy.
I'm not into him either. I don't understand Swipe. It.
From the Boston area living in D.C.
Whatever, no one cares. Sim. Oh, he only has one picture.
No, one picture. No.
And nothing in the profile.
No, baby, no. I'ma do right. This person's name is Kellen. Like Helen with a K. Wow, he is metrosexual AF. Arrived in the city in September after 5 years in New York and 2 years in Pittsburgh for business school from the best place on the planet, Charleston, South Carolina. Mm. Damn, he's well-traveled. Let's get on a plane and go to Napa. Mm. Newly initiated uncle.
I don't know, not into him.
Yeah, so...
Ugh.
His teeth are like way too white,
and you kind of just want to punch his face,
don't you? Because he looks too happy. He looks so happy. I can't deal. I'm too mentally ill to deal with this happiness.
He's too tan with the white teeth and very very light. Mm-hmm. You know.
You want to hit this? I'll swipe.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. If you are the strong jawed one, I like you.
Agreed.
Oh, he wasn't the strong jawed one. No, he was that one.
Second time in a row?
Second time in a row. He has nothing but... He has most pictures with other people and one picture with a fish. And it's the smallest fish. He couldn't even buy... He couldn't even get the big fish. That's not attractive. I need a man who would kill a whole giraffe. No, I'm just kidding. So, he says... A/S/L. That's funny. Throwback to AOL. That means age, sex, location. Excel during the week, excelling at life on the weekends.
That's funny. Oh, but no.
No.
Can I?
No. Yeah, go for it. This guy's cute. I feel like we've seen him before. Don't do this shit, this far away, blurry ass picture shit.
Just to show that you like golf.
Mm-hmm. That's nice cute. Nose. Yeah, you see I'm into noses. It's an
interesting circle.
Bad profile. First picture, sunglasses. Second picture, far away at a golf range. Third picture, looks like it was from a yearbook.
Yeah, because it's in a circle. And nothing in the profile.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
No.
Bye. Ah, no. Still bye. Bye. No, I don't want to do the swipe back.
When you're rejecting people too fast. Ooh,
Samuel is a lawyer. So
be on the left. I hope it'll
be on the left. Be on the left.
No.
He wasn't on the left.
The thing is, the guy on the right is kind of cute, too. If he had started with just the picture of him.
Like this picture with the dog. Dude, come on.
Yeah, he's cute, too. I mean.
Okay, let's read his profile, see where it takes us. Travel, books, coffee, whiskey, my dog, 6'3".
I don't know. I don't care either way. I'm neutral. You choose.
I'm going to pick yeah, just yeah. in case. Boom. It and I want to send him a match. And I want to say... Whiskey. He said something about Whiskey, his dog. Your dog is 6'3".
That's dumb.
I know. Maybe he will never answer. But I like to just be, like, funny.
Can we see his profile? Because I don't... And see how he wrote it.
Yeah.
My dog, 6'3". Yeah. I hope it was one right after the other.
Well, wait, how do I get to this? This is... Oh, this one. No.
Oh, I have a response.
Oh, let's go to the response. Fuck. Checking this guy's profile.
Fuck, Samuel.
Okay.
No, I don't want you to do things.
Uh-huh, why, thank you. Okay, let's go.
Well, let's just... Wow, okay. That's a good response.
Crazy. But, so then I think the response to this is going the Archer route, because he made the reference. So what's a good Archer reference to respond with? Oh, Lana! Ooh, I'm going to burn your phone, I'm sorry. Is that, yeah.
Lana?
Yeah.
That's just like
Brevity is a solo win. I love Archer. I'm just going to say I love Archer.
Good.
Okay, anyway.
I actually wouldn't have understood that that was from Archer without you here, so.
This but is I've a good seen bonding. Archer,
so.
This is a good bond. This is a, I think this is a fun episode, even if people don't
understand. Oh, yeah, my dog, 6'3".
My dog, 6'3". Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so, continue with this. Low battery. It's okay. This guy is handsome. Handsome. Ooh, he has this gigantic tennis racket that's like twice like the size of his face.
It's like a joke.
I don't know, but I like. Ooh, he went to an ice bar. I've been to one of those. Okay. I don't know why that's like real. Ooh, and I think he's like in Iceland here. Well, traveled. Sexy white dude.
He looks.
Oh, he works at Deloitte.
Oh, yay.
Pittsburgh. Arrow, State College, Arrow, Arlington. Oh. Wow, he just has, like, his Instagram and a bunch of cities listed from where he's traveled. Okay. But I would follow his Instagram. Yeah, let's swipe cool. it.
Why not?
Not this guy. No, probably not this guy. He looks like B.D. Wong. Wouldn't you bang B.D. Wong? Oh my god, ever since I've seen B.D. Wong on, like, Doctor, or, what's that called? Yeah, what's the name of that show? Mr. Robot? And he's, like, cross-dressed. I'm like, B.D. Wong's a hot chick. Anyway, this guy would make a good chick.
He was.
Dude, this guy is, like, a cute, like, B.D. Wong. Younger B.D. Wong. Looker. Okay, no, but I'm probably... No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. You're right.
Sorry, I just got so spaced out. That's
yeah, because we're really stoned. I hope this episode turns out good, but I'm having a lot of fun.
It is really fun.
Okay, this guy's first picture, kangaroo. Okay, second picture. I like him.
Yeah, that's good.
I like him. He looks
good with that kangaroo, too. Mm-hmm. And the kangaroo, they're, like, feeding them, so they're like,
yeah. Second picture.
He just looks good.
A blazer. Third picture.
Outside by outside a lake with mountains. Check.
Puppy.
Got the pup.
Oh my god. I think I found 100%. Your future husband.
Yep, perfect profile.
Oh my god. Let's see what it says. What All does Joshua like, the engineer say?
6'2". Good strong opener.
Always smiling. Extroverted engineer. Ooh, alliterations. I like that. Looking for that special someone that likes tall nerds. Netflix marathons, last minute international travel, food, beer, whiskey, and exploring all the endless random stuff DC has going on. If you're bored, you're boring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I want to fuck him. Oh, damn it. He needs to match with you.
Yeah. You just have to wait and hope.
This guy's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's pretty cute.
Yeah. That's weird. He has, like, one just staring off to the side, hat totally all in his face. He wears a lot of hats. He's a hats person. I wonder if he's bald or something.
Oh, from the Navy.
Originally from Chi-Town. I set foot on 6 out of 7 of the continents in 23 countries in all. Active duty and a DJ whenever I'm called upon. What you think?
I'd do yes, but probably not. I don't know. In between.
We don't have to message. Jose. He looks high in this picture, but he has a puppy. Puppy? Baby? Okay, he's learning it. He's weird bus picture, not flattering at all. I'm gonna go with no.
I'm gonna go with no as well.
And he's a student? What are you gonna pay my bills or something? This guy looks like he'll pay your bills. He's wearing a tuxedo in his first picture. He leads with money.
Yep. And he has a hopeful look in his eyes.
He looks like no one's ever discriminated against him.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and he plays the drums. Instrument. Another dope card. I feel like you get these cards, like, you know how if you're a nerd, instrument, yeah, and you got, like, you're playing magic and there's that, like, card, you go, it shudders the whole deck. That's sushi. That's a individualized card. That's a card that definitely works with Drew. Yes. Drew is all about the raw fish.
Love me some raw fish.
All of this. And pictured here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Laughing with a suit on, smoking cigars. Babe, you really need to get on this so you can get some money out of him. Mene. Okay. He's the guy in the center. You know it's him because, like, look. Like, he's like, okay, free. I'm in the center. I am the only one with untucked button down.
That's true.
Oh, my God. And he's fearless.
I gotta get
him. He's a researcher, that's it.
His pictures speak for themselves. He has nothing in his profile, but we're still saying
this. Yes. Wow, two Chris's back to back. What are the odds? This guy is with a monkey in the first picture.
I've met a monkey that is that kind of monkey.
Mm-hmm. What'd you guys talk about?
What?
The monkey. You said I met a monkey like that.
Well, I encountered a monkey like that actually in Kenya we left our door open of our little, like, hotel outdoor condo thing.
So sexy.
And, like, the monkey came in. And I had to, like, pick up a chair and scare it out.
This guy is incredibly sexy. That's a good monkey story. I'm sorry, but I was, like, drooling over this man's pictures.
He is pretty good.
He is, like, I bet he has a good dick. Like, he looks like he's a good, like, I just kind of, like, want to see his dick. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I, like, do too.
I think let's I should say yes. Just say yes say and yes, say, like, I want to see your dick.
You gotta go with your instincts.
Professional at taking bad pictures, even better at killing a conversation. A bit of a mutt, then a bunch of flag emojis. Like, tennis ball emoji, baseball emoji, fiddle emoji, ticket emoji, plane emoji. Backpacking when I can.
So, music, sports.
Damn it! I wanted to message him and be like, you could pack me in your back. Peck. This guy's name is Gus. Gus. Gus is very Aryan looking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of white guys on your dating app.
I know.
I guess this is where we live.
Well, I don't know. I feel like the other ones are more diverse.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe it's this app. Well,
I was thinking we should turn it on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Tiger picture.
Bomb. Not a magic card. A bomb. A bomb, bomb, bomb.
Ew.
I'm just going to not even read his profile. You get nothing. Yeah. James. Let's see, James.
Anyway, what I was going to say is we could change it to the ladies and kind of investigate what the lady profiles have on them, too.
I think that's good.
You just
good.
Have to change my preferences I think and
that's settings. Oh, God, he looks so intimate with this girl on his picture.
That's so weird.
That's so weird. They look almost in love. Like, I'm the first girl, well, no, is the first girl his mom? Maybe. Yeah. Oh, man, but that's so weird. Turn around.
Block and report. I think we should report him. He is clearly in a relationship with this woman.
Oh, man. Yeah. think we're good. We've been at it for a while, but I could do this for hours, but you're right. I think the next episode... Get ready, you guys. Our next episode is going to be us going through the girls. But wait, then we'll have to actually select them.
Well, you can say yes or no. You still see them.
Oh. And I well, what care. If I say yes and then you they start talking yes. to you? What, That's are you going to okay. delete your app and be like, I don't.
No.
Okay, anyway.
I don't care.
Okay, cool. Well, let's... Yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this, because I really had fun, and I don't know if, like, all they're going to hear is us going, yeah.
This guy's cool. This guy's
a stupid profile. Yeah, but I
hopefully we painted a picture with our words.
No.
And you could see.
And you could see it. I even described the emojis, for Christ's sake.
The range of what you see.
The range of what you see. Well... If you ever get a chance, any of you friends out there who are not on the online dating, but you got some friends that are, I think this is a good activity for you guys to do.
It's very fun to do.
I think you should do it.
And it gets you the most matches.
I know. Because... Now you've talked to like 8 guys tonight.
Exactly.
Because I'm a whole. I'll be swiping on all them motherfuckers and reading their profiles out loud.
And then the thing is, you message right away.
Yeah, I message with the quickness.
I just, like, don't even, yeah.
Because you gotta snatch that shit.
Gotta snatch
it's like
it
a hot fish. I mean, wait till you snatch a hot fish. Anyway, this has been dope. This has been dope. I'm glad. All right. Till next week, my friends. This all has right. been 2 girls.
1 joint.
And I hope you have fun on your dating apps. Get on there and make a couple swipes and some judgmental statements.
And get yourself laid.
Get yourself laid. That's the number one rule. 2 girls, 1 joint. Yeah. All right. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Peace out.
You've been listening to 2 girls, 1 joint.
Keep it real, friends.
For more episodes of 2 Girls, 1 Joint, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, TuneIn, Podomatic, and audio.aoas21.com. You can support this podcast either by buying an ad through AdvertiseCast or on the AOAS21 page on Patreon.